Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we will tell you about the backstage debate over the Full Gear main event finish involving Tony Khan.
Triple H is making major creative changes within WWE.
We have a backstage update on Kenny Omega's return to New Japan.
And a former champion is returning to a WWE ring for one last match. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Let's kick things off by talking about Tony Khan. He was involved in something of a debate over the finish for MJF versus John Moxley, Full Gear. You know what happened. This rascal here, William Regal, turning on Moxley, sliding the brass knuckles to MJF, facilitating the world title win. MJF, heel world champion, but he's still going to get cheered because everyone loves his stuff.
Yep.
It's going to be an interesting time for sure. But that finish, that was a Tony Khan idea, and he was very high on it. He was very strong on it, and ultimately, that's why it happened. But there was an alternative idea on the table as well for the finish of this match. According to Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer Radio, some very influential wrestlers, I don't know why I'm doing that, within AEW put this alternative idea out there. But Tony was like, no, we're doing my idea. So there you go, that's why it happened. There's no word on what exactly that finish was, but Dave assumes here that it would have still involved MJF winning, because it was the most logical thing to do going in and coming out of the pay-per-view. So yep, there you go. There was a bit of debate over the finish. They ultimately went with the guy who has the final say on it.
Right decision as well, in my opinion. And like you say, when we were previewing it last week, the three options that we discussed were all MJF wins, just in different ways. Is he going to win, you know, clean babyface victory? I think that was the one most people were like, please no. Is he going to win via the firm? Is it going to be a whole aces and eights? Yeah, I took my licks. But and that was also a please God no. And they went with the right option. William Regal betrays John Moxley, helps MJF, and my word. I mean, we can't show it for a variety of different reasons. That promo that MJF cut in the press room afterwards was something else, wasn't it?
It was really great. It was quite interesting as well how obviously the last press conference you had the real blow-up, and then this you had the worked blow-up. I kind of like, I wonder if they, do you think they did that on purpose just to be assholes?
Maybe.
I like that, being scamps, being little.
Do you know my favourite bit was? MJF's totally original and never said before catchphrase, thank you, flip you, bye.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
No, never been said, never been said before. No, and he said he was the best in the ring on the microphone, never been said either. Original, that's what I like.
I love it.
Don't get into it in the comments. We're just trying to have a nice Monday here.
Yeah, nice Monday.
Right, let's move over to
Happy Monday.
Indeed.
All right, Bez.
Yeah. You're twisting my melon, man.
I want to be adored.
Let's talk about WWE creative, because Triple H has finally, Andy, addressed a long-standing issue that, well, we've all had, and probably people who work in WWE have had even more than we've had, regarding planning. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. That's what my teachers used to tell me.
All right.
This is all according to Fightful Select, who reported that, as is tradition of late, we're told creative was done by Thursday for SmackDown. However, much of what we heard was actually done by early afternoon. One source indicated they learned what they'd be doing even earlier than usual. So yes, the old WWE tradition under the old regime was, I don't know, about 5 minutes before showtime, they just went, right, blank slate, what are we doing on tonight's show? Because Vince would just rip stuff up at the last minute and completely, you know, completely rewrite the show, as is his wont. Triple H changed that, or is at least trying to, within WWE. And yeah, planning. I can't believe that this is a story, and yet I'm really glad that it is.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Giving people ample times to prepare to do their job.
Yeah.
Is news in pro wrestling, and it legitimately is, because it wasn't that way under Vince McMahon for the longest time. Yeah, like, I really got bored by the end, well, long before the end of Vince McMahon's tenure, of coming on and doing stories about how, oh, he ripped up plans while it was just going on the air and stuff. Like, it's just, that sounds like a hellish environment to be in. It sounds awful. Like, and given that a lot of what would make it to TV after he'd ripped up and come with new plans would be guff anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot better. It's just another positive change. That's why it's on the video today. It's another positive thing to highlight about this regime change. Since Triple H and Stephanie and Nick Khan took over in July on various levels on the executive ladder, it turns out that writing stuff in advance is a good thing.
It's so funny, we've been sat here for years campaigning for long-term storytelling within WWE, and they could barely tell the story of what's going to happen in about 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's wild. It's wild.
And they used to take the piss out of WCW for it as well.
Yeah. And then
they just went, oh, actually, let's just do that.
Wrestling ate itself, I guess. I don't know what I'm on about. Right, you want to talk about Kenneth Omega?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, not only is he back in AEW, obviously the Elite wrestled Death Triangle at Full Gear. They lost, but a very well-received match for the World Trios title. Now they're doing a Best of Seven series, which means you're getting at least one mad match every week. It's fine by me. He's also returning to New Japan.
Ooh.
This was announced during the New Japan Stardom Historic Crossover Show on Sunday. I've not watched that yet, but I've heard great things. He was the Will Ospreay retained his United States Heavyweight Championship against Shota Umino in one of the matches I'm most excited to see. That and Kairi versus Mayu Iwatani.
Yes.
Kenny Omega's on the screen doing a promo. Speaks in Japanese. He's fighting Will Ospreay.
Game of Thrones as well.
Yeah, he's the Game of Thrones. I don't know. Rob Stark or something. I don't remember. I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, he's on there. Basically, the gist of it is that Kenny and Will are fighting at Wrestle Kingdom 4th of January. That's really sick. That's why they've been calling each other "See you next Tuesdays" in interviews.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Shouts to Kieran, by the way. His interview with Ospreay was tremendous. But got some backstage info on that coming from Fightful Select. Unsurprisingly, Rocky Romero, who works for New Japan, is kind of like an envoy and has been really... what's the word? Instrumental in their like expansion and working with different companies. He played a big role in this. Talks over trying to get this match put together actually started back in summer, and they were not impacted by Kenny's suspension from AEW. Mm-hmm. You know the whole drill with that. But it wasn't until the past couple of weeks, the past 2 to 3 weeks, that this was finalized and put together. But now it is, and here we are. Kenny's going back to New Japan. It'll be his first time there in 4 years. His last time there was January 2019, when he lost the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship to Hiroshi Tanahashi ahead of leaving New Japan and forming AEW. So it's big, it's really big, and it'll be awesome.
I'm not happy, Andy, right? Because it's not fair, is it, right? Everyone's going to start the year, right, okay, fresh start, go on, 2023, what are we going to do? Right, do you know what? If I'm a pro wrestler, you know what? I'm going to go and try my best to have the best match of the year. Oh, it's already happened. We're like 4 days into January and it's already happened. There we go.
Where are you going with that?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Of course it is. The story they've told already is kind of people going, come on. And now we're finally going to get it. Great news. And yeah, great to see Omega back in New Japan.
I love like the manipulation of the media. Well, not necessarily manipulation, but like doing interviews where they're like shooting on each other. Like there was the story about, do you remember when Kenny Omega did one of those backstage meetings and he spoke to people and said, I wouldn't hire you or whatever, 90%. I can't remember the exact quote.
Yeah.
But then a story came out after that said he was talking about Will Ospreay and like looking at him while he was sitting there. Like, I love stuff like that coming out. So, hey, this rules. I'm into it. And oh my goodness, is that match going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, really can't wait for that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's conclude by talking about one last match for one Jamie Noble. Remember him? He used to get chucked around by Brock Lesnar and... Yeah, it was amazing to watch. He made an announcement on his Instagram over the weekend. I'm just going to read it out. He wrote, "It's official on December the 11th at the Charleston Civic Center in Charleston, West Virginia. I will compete for possibly my last time in wrestling under the greatest company of all time, WWE. It's been roughly 11 years since I was forced out of the ring. Now I'm going to have one more opportunity in front of my people, my state, my family. I promise you I'll walk out a winner. Or I'll go out on my shield, giving the best performance I can give. All the support I can get will be so greatly appreciated to show that I can still give. Thank you all. God bless you and God bless West Virginia." Last match that we saw him in was June 2015 handicap match, J&J Security against Seth Rollins. It'll be the first time he's put his boots on in 7.5 years. One last match for him. Lovely stuff, this.
Yeah, good for Jamie. This, like, I like hearing about stuff like this. His career, like his full-time career, was obviously cut short. Mm-hmm. Guy's only 45 years old, which is like, wow, crazy. Considering he's one of those dudes who came over when WCW got bought and
yeah. He
had the Cruiserweight title run. He had the weird stuff with Nydia.
I saw immediately what I thought of. Yeah. Nydia is the first name that pops into my
100%.
Head.
And then, like, later in his career, he becomes a producer in retirement and all of that. And, like, J&J, everyone loves J&J Security. They were tremendous goofs.
Yeah.
Great kind of goon, heel, sidekick, stooge dudes to beat up and all of that. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. So I'm happy for him getting this match, getting this opportunity to do it. Good, fun, yeah. Hopefully some footage comes out there.
Yeah.
I like seeing, like just real emotional things, like Eddie Kingston and Jun Akiyama having their emotional moment.
Yeah, that was nice.
Like, when the veil breaks and everyone's just like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I love that stuff. So
he should drive to the ring in that car, or what's left of that car that you got given before Brock Lesnar tore into pieces.
Yeah, I wonder if that's still doing the rounds.
Yeah.
It's probably in that prop cupboard with the SmackDown fist.
And the other car that Braun Strowman smashed up just so they could sell a toy for a bit.
Yeah, that was the thing, wasn't it? Choo-choo.
But yeah, best of luck to Jamie. You know, well, always nice to see wrestlers having one final showcase, especially in front of their hometown, you know, what was it you ever said? Family and state and all that. Yeah, good stuff.
And it's good as well when their career didn't end on their terms, necessarily. Yeah. If you have this chance, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, if you're in West Virginia, go along and support.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with this. First question today comes from Aaron, or as I often call him, IIron17 on Twitter, who writes, "With so many homegrown and AEW originals getting huge shines this past Saturday, was Full Gear a major course correction for AEW creative?"
Course correction is not the term I would use. I don't think AEW creative has... Like, that to me suggests that AEW creative was garbage heading into this show. While I certainly think that there are a few nuts and bolts that could be tightened and some bits and pieces that I'm not so much into, I don't think that creative was ever to that stage. Although it is obviously subjective. If you think it sucks, you think it sucks. If you think it's great, you think it's great. It's fine. We don't have to argue about it. We can just have a nice, polite disagreement. Tony Khan spoke during the press conference where he was like, yeah, well, the theme of like Full Gear has been like some homegrown people versus some people who've come in and stuff. So that's definitely something that we're going for sure. And I think that it's good booking to do something like the Jamie Hayter title change, because you've recognised that someone's growing in popularity, you've recognised that the iron is hot and you have struck. That's what it's all about, really. All the best laid long-term plans in the world sometimes should be veered from a little bit when stuff like this happens. So yeah, it was good to see some of the choices made on that show.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bit of a victory lap on the All Out review. All Out? That's not the show.
No.
Full Gear review podcast a little bit later on today. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, if you want to go and listen to that. Because chatting with Sidge about it, and this may surprise you, but Sidge was being a bit grumpy, right? Sidge wasn't, you know, was a bit like, oh, you know, it's just not feeling it recently with AEW. And I was like, mate, the night is darkest just before the dawn. I promise you, coming out of this, because you could just see it. You were like, right, okay, finish off the stuff with Jungle Boy, give him a definitive victory, let him do some mad bloody spots as he did. The Elite are coming back. You're going to get finally a good world champion in AEW, Jamie Hayter as well, all that good stuff. I don't think it is, like you say, I don't think it's a course correction. It was just, I think they were a little bit muddled following All Out, kind of understandably.
Yes.
But now it feels like, okay, ducks are in a row and they've got a good course ahead into 2023. Yeah.
They've walked away from their dumbest hour, that being Brawl Out, of course.
Yes.
And now, hopefully, the run to winter is coming. Will be fun.
Yeah. Mark Smith gives us our second question today. Mark writes, do you keep the Blackpool Combat Club without Regal or have the other members destroy Moxley and join the MJF version? Personally, I need Mox as a lone wolf.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, Moxley's kind of been a bit detached from them for a while anyway, hasn't he? Like, he's rarely on screen with these dudes who are supposedly his stable and stuff. And, like, I'm not saying that's good or bad, it's just how it's been. I don't know if I need, like, the rest of the group destroying him, but I think it would be...
We've already got the firm as well.
Yeah.
That's not muddy all those waters.
Like, I think keeping some of these affiliations together would be a good idea. Like, Yuta in particular has benefited a lot, I think, from having these people around him, so I'd keep him attached to Danielson or Claudio or whoever, whatever you want to go with. For me, Moxley, direction, holiday, brother.
Yes.
3 or 4 months, go fishing with Robert, what's that guy, that chap's name? Robert Anthony, is it? I can't remember. His dude, the indie guy.
Yeah.
Go fishing, like, drink milkshakes with Renee, hang out, like, raise your kids, have some fun. He needs a holiday, that man.
Yeah,
he deserves it.
He's been waiting long enough for this. I did like the footage of Blackpool Combat Club waking him up, basically, in the ring. Him going, what the bloody hell just happened?
Oh, bloody heck.
Yes, because that'd be quite the... Sorry? All right, he used Brass Knucks, but he used Regal's Brass Knucks.
Yeah.
So I think they are going to stay affiliated, if maybe less so of a, ooh, we're a big gang now. So I think they're going to still be, you know, like we saw on the pay-per-view, actually, them, like, training, warming each other up backstage, etc., but maybe less so of a, blah, and please no more JAS stuff. I'm just...
You done with it?
Done with that feud now.
Yeah. But I've got a hat that I like. And I'm JK. That's what he says.
I've got
a hat that I like. It's quite funny, actually.
Final question today comes from John Harrison, who says, good Monday, boys. Can we say Full Gear was the official end of the CM Punk chant until the Rumble? Have a great day.
Question mark. It was quite definitive, wasn't it? As soon as the Elite hit the ring with that cool entrance from Kansas, that was a good time. FCM Punk just completely taking over the arena. So I don't think you're going to have any CM Punk chants disrupting shows. It's going to be very interesting when they go to Chicago.
Oh, boy.
And you know AEW likes to go to Chicago. So that'll be the true acid test. But yeah, I think that moment told us that perhaps those, because that has been a rebel chant. It's been, we don't like the thing we're watching, so we're going to chant this at you for years. I think maybe you are correct, but Chicago's next show is going to be very fun.
Yes, and if you aren't bringing CM Punk in for the Rumble, good luck whoever number 30 is.
Oh,
I think it all depends on if press reports come out nearer the time that they've, because it has not been confirmed, has it, the whole agreement reached between AEW and Punk. So I think for the time being, people are like, yeah, getting back in WWE. And we're like, well, legally, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If it came out that Punk's gone and people go, oh, maybe they did some... It's... Just don't send Rey Mysterio out at number 30 again, please.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for him.
That's a really interesting thing to consider as well, though, isn't it? Because WWE don't really get those, as Michael Cole used to call them, bizarro world crowd. They don't really get those crowds anymore, do they? Like, when was the last time you saw a crowd just completely, like, take over a show and go rogue and stuff? It doesn't often happen in WWE anymore. So if it does happen with these chants, that is kind of like a sway back to the way things used to be. But I'm very interested to follow all of it.
Yes. But yeah, I see we're going to see less CM Punk chants in AEW shows, but a whole lot more CM Punk on our thumbnails regarding WWE. Basically.
Hey, baby, we're going to be milking this content cow until it comes
it's
home.
It's back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let's move on to today's and finally, I just want to give a shout out to Reddit user Alexa Bliss Reactions, who shared this amazing video you need to go and check out on Reddit Squared Circle. It's a wrestling match to reveal a baby's gender.
Oh, fair play.
I think it's amazing.
That's novel.
I'm not going to tell you who it is, but you can see there. Whoa!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's it.
That's a hell of a bump.
And it's not a goes through the table, it's whoever gets the pinfall.
That's fun. I like it.
But
good
yeah,
stuff.
That's basically when dad's in charge of the gender reveal. We're going to have a balloon or a cake. We're going to have a goddamn wrestling match. Yeah. I love it. I think it's a genius idea. Right, well, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And as I said, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be reviewing Full Gear, myself and the Daddy Boys, reviewing SmackDown and looking ahead to tonight's Monday Night Raw. Plus, thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at What Culture WWE. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for home. It's where you're going, England, after a premature exit in the World Cup group stage, starting with a defeat to Iran.
It's weird, isn't it? I don't like this sensation. That I don't first feel game, World Cup-y, if that's a phrase.
That first game, what a farce. Gee whiz, for a multitude of
farce
reasons.
Farce or vase? Oh! Good luck, England. But it doesn't feel like a World Cup, I've got to be honest.
It never will.
At Adam Wilborn for me on Twitter, at WhatCultureWE for all of us. But for now, my thanks to Andy. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.